Render therefore to God the things that are God's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Mass of All Saints concludes with the Sunday Gospel of the coin of the tribute and the reminder to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. Caesar, of course, stands ready to take more than his share, and he doesn't need to be reminded about that. And, of course, we would like to set things right, if possible, among other things, to claim the rights of Christ our King and to reverse the over-rendering process. Perhaps that's a prayer for Tuesday's election, to slow the whole thing down at least a little bit. For us, you know, it's never a matter of a candidate, a party, or politics. It's always anymore about something far greater. One writer compared Tuesday's election to a plebiscite, which is a popular vote of an entire nation to determine that nation's destiny. We would take back today our rights, starting, well, with the most basic, the right to breathe oxygen. But nobody and nothing lives in a vacuum. It is a culture we live in, a viewpoint, an all-embracing philosophy, a world, a whole way of life. We call that Christendom. We do. Christian culture. We've seen it melt away these last months and slowly disappear, if you are watching, the last 20 to 40 years, even. Imagine trying to make it that long without oxygen. Now, our bare faith in just the basics is threatened. How will we ever convey to others when we have forgotten our own story? So it's back to basics for all of us, to render to God the things that are God's. Some people, surely, do make a religion out of politics. Our job is to make a politic out of religion. When you hear a lot about these topics, these weeks, these months, indeed, that's the reason why. But if you must choose, and you know it's not necessary, religion or politics, either or, but if you must choose, well, it's far better for you to insist on being naive about politics and the plandemic, and even to ignore the great elephant, or maybe it's a donkey, in the room. The propaganda which locks down your mind and imprisons you. But to make the practice of the faith and passing it on to your children and maybe your grandchildren the absolute priority of your life. It is your most important concern. If you do not, if you will not, you are making a tragic mistake. Maybe other little mistakes have led up to the big one. The faith will die with you, or perhaps it will die before you, and that is hell on the horizon. Hell hath no end. I speak of a Christian culture which supports our faith. The society in which we live in this country at this time is no longer neutral about Christianity. Oh, most Americans were, until fairly recently, what we would call cultural Christians. That would have been at least a start. But we're not talking about most people, not even the good folk of the heartland, the sensible Americans in the middle. on whom we're counting so much. We're talking about you. We're full of hope today. And the atmosphere here in church for weeks has hung heavy with prayer, like incense lingering in the air. The kind of prayer that feeds hope and that expresses faith. What can you do? Well, at least you can save your soul and pass your faith on to the next generation. You're doing it today by all of these little services at which you assist around your Sunday Mass for All Saints' Day. And this morning, all of the families that came with all those beautiful little children, all dressed up as saints, and the altars, all decorated with our hundreds of relics of the saints. And then tomorrow, the altar and the black and the masses of Requiem and the plenary indulgences for the poor souls. And each Sunday, every 8 days, just last week, 40 hours, you're already doing it, a huge thing, to maintain Christian culture in our midst. But it's not just the worship inside the church when you do make it, though that's the most important thing. It's everything. But Christian culture, well, T.S. Eliot called it the total harvest of thinking and feeling. It's our Catholic way of life. How we dress and how we speak, how we think and rest and relax, how we remember, how we rejoice, how we mourn our dead. The rituals in church and the rituals in Catholic daily life, the customs of a family passed on from year to year, the rules we respect, our law, our language, and of course the calendar, our sense of time, sacred days and seasons, and within them, sacred hours, Sundays and holy days, fastings and feasts, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and Easter, and St. Patrick, and St. Valentine, Ash Wednesday, and Holy Week, and Good Friday, First Communions, Corpus Christi, the long vigils for Easter and Pentecost, Candlemas, the Mass of the Candles, or the one Advent candle lit on a dark evening in December, the Stations of the Cross, and giving up during Lent, grace at meals, the scapular worn around your shoulders. These and more make us and remind us of who we are. And this is what they are after destroying. That's the point of the rioting and the burning and the looting and the violence, the murders. That's the point of the lockdown and imprisoning even little children with a mask all day long, hours at a time, and nobody says a word. This is what makes us and reminds us of who we are. This is our story and where we're going, these habits of action and of thought. And that's why they want to destroy it. There would matter. Just doing things the Catholic way works. The Church calls it ex opere operato, the Latin phrase meaning it works by being worked. That's how the sacraments work. The priest says the words properly, and the ceremony is properly performed, and a sacrament is administered, and grace is present. It's the doing that counts, and not just the talking. And if we do something for God, God does everything for us. Most of life, you know, is just showing up. So hang on and don't give up. Your presence here today is the most powerful political gesture, more than any protest ever could be. It is a sabotage of the Great Reset and of all the plans of the plandemic and of all the lies which shore it up. Finally, your presence at Mass, your living your Catholic life every day, your living of Catholic life every day, shows that what is going on the outside is not everything, or even just have a couple of words left to finish the sermon, and then we'll be finished. Is not everything, or even most of all important. St. Basil says that for a Christian to hear the news of the world should be bitter, and the words of a saint should be for us Christians sweet. We say, in the words of Ruth in the Old Testament, as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. We will render to God what is his due. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.